Blog Talk Radio.
Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side. There will be no sickness on the other side. There will be no sickness on the other side. Every day will be a Sunday, Lord, on the other side. There will be no sorrow on the other side. There will be no sorrow on the other side. There will be no sorrow on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Yeah, on the other side, not here, but on that other side, every day will be Sunday. And we thank God for that this morning. We thank Him that He's coming back one day, and He's looking for that church without spot or wrinkle. That's Mr. Mansfield Turner. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. And I tell you, we look forward to that. How many sick and tired of being kind of sick and tired of the things that's happening in this old world? Yeah, the things we have to see, you know, and pray for. And it's not a burden to pray for it, but many times we know this is not the way of God, and He wished that none should perish. And we may try and witness to them, and they don't want to hear what thus says the Lord. They don't want to hear what God have to say. Yeah. And so we just, sometimes it grieves us. Sometimes we cry over things because of what we see. I tell you, I was on TikTok. I have to come off because it is just too much. It is entirely too much. The devil is wide open and the people don't see. He said when he returned, people would still be getting married. People would still be having babies, still going to work, going to school. It's what they call business as usual. They'll still be doing the same thing. People are teaching their babies how to twerk and all this kind of stuff and not paying attention, not decided to seek God, investigate to see if there is a God from a sincere heart. They're carrying on like he's not going to return, like there really is no God. This is the way that they live their lives. Then you have those that, because they include scripture or they include God in a song or a rap or whatever, they think that they're Christians and that they're really pleasing God. But how many know this morning God just does not accept any and every old thing? Yeah. When we come to him, we come to him believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So daily we got to seek God. Daily we have to prepare for his return. We got to let our past go. Move on past that and to the present with God, because he have new things he desire of us. He have new things he want us to do. Yeah. He said, forget those things that are behind. And we have to press forward, press towards the mark of the prize for the high calling. We got to do something different. Because if we're doing the same old thing, we're going to get the same result. If ever there was a time to seek God, now is that time. I'm telling you. Because I don't know if these are the United States of America anymore. I don't know that. All I know is they calling it the U.S. or they just call it simply America. Because the United States of America have lost something. They are no longer united. Yeah. There are many southern states that are still behind the times of helping people and, you know, teaching people how to come out of poverty and all of these bad places. They're not coming together in a way where they can relate to the people so that the people can become educated and know that low income is not the way. Every tub must sit on its own bottom. How long will you expect the government to provide shelter for you, provide food for you, you know, provide money for you? How long will this continue? Because it's been generation after generation after generation. And if we want something different, we have to do something different. And many times the government is not coming in to educate you on where you can come out of this. You have to seek these things for yourself because the government is straight. They're not looking for housing. They're not looking for food. They're not looking for income. They already established that for themselves. How many times you've heard people say, well, let's get the leadership to take a pay cut. They're not cutting their pay, but they will cut yours. And there may be a day coming where there's no this and there's no that. What will you do? It brought me back to this place again, too. While we're preparing and waiting on God to return, we need to prepare our houses. You need to get food. You need to stock up water, tissue, cleaning supplies, I know we thought those days were gone and we're back to normal and we just buy a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but you need to do that as often as you can, even if it's monthly. You need to store up for yourself the things that you would need, non-perishable items. If you have children in the home, you want to get dried milk so that you can have milk for your children. Yeah. And you want to look into the way that you can store things. I see a lot of things you can vacuum pack on your own with just a plain, simple Ziploc bag. You put it in water, leave the top open, and as you're putting it down, you know, get it down in the water, then you seal the top, it'll vacuum pack whatever you put in there. Some things you can store in water and it will last you a very long time. Yeah. So we need to go back to looking into these things. Go back to looking into what you're going to need. Yeah. In the event that you can't get groceries, they told me that they're asking the farmers to receive three times as much as they usually would make to stop planting crops, to stop planting and making food to be delivered to grocery stores. So if all of this start to take place, how will you eat? Do you have a garden? If you have room in your yard to plant a garden, I would. Crop and freeze or whatever I need to do. And then even with the freezing, you know, you never know. So we may need to can some stuff, put it in jars, and start investigating stuff, you know, start looking up stuff that we can be prepared that if this stuff take place, because we don't know if the United States belong to the United States anymore, if there's really a United States, because like I say, it says U.S. or it may say America. So we want to start preparing for these things and preparing for the return of Almighty God. And if we're doing these things, we don't have time to get ourselves in trouble with living like the world. God has called many of us. We're still sitting down. We're still wondering when, how, and all of this. And God has already showed you or told you or sent someone to tell you what you need to do. But then in a lot of cases, he calls some of us, but we're not ready because we really don't have faith enough in God. We have more faith in what we see in the world and more faith in what our flesh wants. But today is that day to go back to the old path and take a look around. And remember this, this is our topic for today. Recording your own movie daily. Remember this, you're recording your very own movie daily. You're the producer, the director, the leading actor. You're all of that in your own movie. Because one day God is going to play this movie back. And what will he see? And we won't be able to deny it because we'll know that is us. Every word and every deed we have to give an account of. So now is the time to start preparing. And stop being concerned about what the world says and what the world is doing. We're peculiar people. We're not like everybody else. We're not doing what everybody else is doing. We're not talking the way everybody else is talking. We're forgiving, word walking, spiritual walking people. He said in his word, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And I asked the Lord to help me to pray more, and I found myself praying more, even yesterday. And that's a beautiful thing, talking to him more. And I said to myself, I don't care what I'm talking to him about as long as I'm talking to him, as long as I'm communing with him. I might be asking for something. I may not be asking for something. I may be just telling him something. It does not matter as long as I keep an open line of communication with him. Because I'm telling you, you know not a day nor an hour when he will return. He didn't tell us this because if he told us, we would know what day to get ready. He wants us to get ready every day. We're going to a great wedding. And anybody know when you prepare for a wedding, you just don't wear any and every old thing to a wedding. It's more of a formal, most times it's a formal event. So we get our dresses and our gowns and our shoes and everything, hair done and nails done and all this stuff. Men get their suits prepared and their shirts and ties and shoes shine or new shoes and haircuts and all of this stuff because we're going in to look our best. So he don't want to return and you're preparing for the wedding. He wants you to have everything ready to go. Women, your dress match your shoes. Your shoes match your purse. You know, you prepared for this. You didn't wait until the last minute. Because 10 was wise, if we remember. And I mean, 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. And the foolish had to go and get their oil. And when they returned, the door was shut. And the wedding was going on. They missed out. We don't want to miss out. We want to have our work done. And it's not the work that's going to save us. God saved us because of his grace and his mercy. Most of all, his love for us. But he said the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers. But how about the labor he called and chose us for, each of us? Yeah, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify today. So we got to get up from sitting down. Look, what if God sat down on us? Just imagine this now. You praying to him and he's sitting down doing everything else but looking at and hearing your prayers. He don't even hear your prayers because he's somewhere else doing something else that does not concern the world. He could care less about what's going on. How would you feel? How would you feel if you went to him to repent and he wasn't there? Huh? How would you feel? So today, we don't want to turn our backs on God talking about us. We want to prepare for his return. And I know you say, well, the world's still going on like it always, and that's what the words say. They would still be getting married. They would still be having children. Women would still be pregnant. You know, folk won't be still going to school and still want all of this stuff. And he parted that sky. How would we look? When we stand before him, what would your movie show God? Goodness from Zion. When he play your movie, what will he see? What will you see? Because from all the way back from day one when you said I do with him, when you went to the altar and asked him to forgive you, you went to the altar and told him you was a sinner and you realized that. And now you need him to forgive you, come into your heart and live forever. From that day forward, what will he see? Because before that, that's gone. He forgave him. Put all your ugliness in the sea of forgetfulness. But after that day, what will God see about you? Will he see love in your heart? Will he see that you love others and you was a blessing to them? Will he see selfishness? What will he see? We have to consider these things every day because this world is not the same. It has become wickeder and wiser. Even in the church building, they're calling it. They call it the church, the building. It has become a building of entertainment. It has become a place where people acting as if they're God. And people run into the pastors and they not run into the altar to God. They looking for the pastor to deliver them. They looking for the pastor to give them what only God can. And that's a huge set free from any and everything that's holding you bound, that's holding you captive. Your pastor can't deliver you. Only God can. And see, when we begin to depend on these people, they will let us down. They are not God. They're not always hearing from him. That's what they think. The scripture says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. We got to get with God and get to know him. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Again, if ever there's a time to draw nearer to God, to begin to prepare, to seek God, that time is right now. Right now. We don't want to wait another day. We want to get back to the secret closet. We want to get back to praying in season and out of season. We want to get back to remembering no matter what the blessings God and miracles God have sent our way, we yet back in the closet because we yet need direction from Almighty God who have all the power. Yeah. I'm not telling you not to hear your pastor. I'm not telling you not to support your pastor. But be careful. Our main support is in God. We support him more than we support that word. We support prayer. And we love, not as the world love, because people won't understand. The world won't love this. Well, they did you wrong and you still love them, yes. Even said to pray for them that despitefully use you. So many times you're going to have to get by yourself. Family won't be there with you because they don't understand. Many believe in an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth when God says we got to forgive. And you got to forget. Yes, you do. He forgave and forget. Somebody said, well, I'm not God. Well, you got to be like his son to go back with him. Yeah, you got to look like his son. You got to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He forgave them. They done beat him raggedy. Made him carry his own cross. Think of this now. He weak and bloody, and they got somebody to help him carry his cross up Calvary's hill. When he got up there, they stretched him out on the cross and nailed him to it, hand and feet. Hung him up. And before it was all said and done, pierced him in his side, put a crown of thorns on his head. That hurt. And he yet suffering right there. He's yet suffering. And he said, we had to forgive. While he was up there suffering, he asked the Father to forgive them because they knew not what they were doing. And we got to do the same thing, Lord. Forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Lord. But instead, we get angry. Kill them, God. Strike them down. Let them die. Let them suffer. Because we don't have forgiveness in our hearts. We don't know how to forgive. But yet, if we do something wrong, we want someone to forgive us, and we really want God to forgive us. But he said in his word, if we don't forgive, he can't forgive us. So daily, we are recording our own movie. And you may not feel God, you may not see God, but you are the one that's recording your own movie. And you're the leading actor, and according to what role you're playing, because you have minimal roles to play. Sometimes you may have to be the preacher. Sometimes you may have to be the nurse. Sometimes you may have to be the doctor. Sometimes you may have to be the evangelist. Other times you may even have to be the prophet. You may have to be the apostle. You may have to be the preacher, the minister, the pastor, the bishop, the deacon. Whatever position is needed, you have to step right up and do it. This lady was sharing a story that she married at an early age, had a daughter at 19, and she could sing. And so she ended up in a little juke joint. Yeah. And she said she would go in and sing and they would be dancing and drinking beer. She was a church girl. She come out to church. But when she got married, this is what her husband enjoyed, so she went with her husband. He knew she could sing, so he went up and talked to the people, and, you know, they knew she could sing, and so every week they had her to come and sing. Well, one weekend, they in there singing and partying and everything, and this man falls out in the floor. And they thought he was dead. But eventually somebody come and they got him back to life. And she said he started crying, calling for his mama and asking people to pray for him in the juke joint. And she said, it come to her, if you're ashamed of me before man, I will be ashamed of you before my father. So she said she went down to him and told him, I'll pray with you. And she said she, you know, went down and prayed a silent prayer with him. You see that? You never know. You never know where God is going to show up at. You never know when he's returning. We don't know what can happen to us. This is why we don't, we be careful how we treat people. Because the person you treated the worst may be the one who have to come and give you a glass of water. You never know. These may be the people you, your last days, you end up staying with the ones that you hate. Because they're the only ones that say, I'll take care of you. My door is open to you. But all along, you never liked these people, really. You was fake. You didn't care for them. You talked a good game. And when you could, you talked behind their back and did them dirty. But these are the same people that will have to come to your rescue. Be careful. Yeah. I taught my children that. I taught mainly Shantae too. Because I would always tell her, I said, be careful with that now. Because of the particular job she had, probation officer, investigator. I said, you be careful. These are yet God people. And if God puts you in there, you got a special job to do. Where everybody else is sending folks to jail and doing them wrong, you got to have compassion. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. I know they got rules for you to follow, and you follow those rules because you agreed to follow them. But whatever God says, let God's word be true, and every man be a liar. Because the one that's on probation may be the person that have to pick you up off the sidewalk. May be the person that have to come when you had an accident and give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to revive you back to the living. You never know. You could be in a store shopping, and the one you done investigated and passed an ugly sentence on, you pass out in the store. This is the person that come and tell the people, I know her, she worked for this place, contact them, they'll have more information on her while the rescue is coming so they can give the rescue or the ambulance what they need for you. We got to be careful. But we act like this is our last stop. This world, we many of us act like this is our last stop. After this stop, there's no more. But I'm here to tell you this morning, after this stop, there's another stop. And that will be your last stop. That second stop, that's your last stop. Because it will determine where you spend eternity. And I know people don't believe it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't like it. Folk just want to hear the good. Folk just want to hear that God is working miracles. Folk just want to hear God is giving me today. He's blessing me. Folk just want to hear I'm going to be able to get past this. He going to do this. That's all they want to hear. But after this stop, there's that last stop that determines where we spend eternity. And there are only two places that you can go. It's heaven or hell. And people don't believe that. And people don't believe once they get saved, they can backslide. They believe even in a backslidden state, when God come back, he going to take you, no sir and no ma'am. Now, he said he was married to the backslider, but if you don't repent and come out, come back to God, you don't belong to him. And he said this in his word, we belong to him if we obey him. If we don't obey him, we're none of his because we're disobedient children. And he's not going to own disobedience. He loves us. Yes, he does. But he won't lie for us. I can tell you that. And you got a lot of them out here teaching, once saved, always saved. But I found this in the book of Revelation. He can erase your name out the Lamb Book of Life. And if you're disobedient, you don't belong to him. Your name is not in that book. Yeah, he removed it. Now, if we come back, your name can go back in the book. But we got to come back being holy because he's holy. We got to come back wanting to do it his way. And I'm going to tell you, it's not a morning message where we jump and shout and scream and, yeah, thank you, Jesus, and dance. It's not that kind. It's a message that our hearts should not be heavy, but this is the message we should be jumping and shouting on. We should be rejoicing because we yet have a chance to get it right with God. We yet have a chance to seek him with our whole heart. And Lord, show me the way. Teach me your way. Teach me how to be holy because you're holy. Father, let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. And God will do just that for us. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to prayer, and when we come out of prayer, we're coming back with another song. And after this song, we're coming back with our scripture and our message for today. Yeah, and that message for today is this. Recording your movie daily. Recording your movie daily. You can't go off my movie. He's going off your movie. For me, he's not going off your movie. He's going off my movie. Hallelujah. And so we just want to seek God with our whole heart. This, if ever there was a time, we now is that time. I know you heard it before, but I'm telling you, it's time to seek God and to get real with him, to get stable with him and stay in a stable place. Whatever, if we got to tie our hand up, whatever it takes to stay and remember to stay in a stable place with him, this is what we got to do. I put rubber band around my finger. I put string around my finger before because I needed to remember scripture and I needed to walk according to the word of God. Ah, yeah. Hallelujah. So let's pray this morning. And Brother Lewis says that he visited Sherry and she's much better for having trouble lifting her leg. And he said she needs to be able to go up two steps from the living room into the rest of the house and step up over the bathtub to shower. So we're going to pray about the lifting, yeah, for Sherry this morning. And we prayed that Sister Samoa was blessed on yesterday because she went to, send her daughter home, you know, celebration. And so we want to lift her up in prayer this morning as well. And those that are sick and those that are going through, we want to pray for them today. And we want to pray that we'll remember God, hallelujah, and to seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, and to trust him. Yeah, believe what he said and trust him. Hallelujah. Prepare, prepare, prepare. We're preparing for his return. We're preparing food and water and tissue and whatever we are going to need. We're going to prepare for that as well. Hallelujah. God sent a message for a reason. And many times he's sending a message and we get down. But we should get lifted up. And the reason we get lifted up, he's given us a chance so that we can survive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And whatever the world bring our way. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for another Monday morning. Thank you for another week starting, God, another week beginning. You're our God, your almighty God who have all power. There's no higher power. We come thanking you this morning for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for suffering. Thank you for us hanging and bleeding and dying and conquering all and rising with all power. We thank you that we have a right to the tree of life this morning. We thank you for every promise and every opportunity that you presented to us. We come this morning knowing that there's none like you. And Father, today we come before the altar and we bow down to you and ask this morning that you would fix our hearts and that you would regulate our minds. Father, you know about each of us. You made us for your pleasure. You know what we need to do to become holy because you're holy. You know what we need to do to repent and what we need to repent for. Father, help us today to become your people, to become good children before an excellent parent. Help us today in the name of Jesus, we ask. We ask this morning, Father, that you would let this mind be in us that was also in your Son, Christ Jesus. Help us not to judge today unfairly, O God. Help us not to be against anyone. Help us to love our enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use us. Father, help us to forgive quickly in the name of Jesus. And Father, we need you to help us with these things because without you, we can do nothing. Father, we ask that your spirit would stir up in us, lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless every caller and every listener, every household represented here today, every family member, every friend, those that are near and far. But Father, you're Almighty God. You're able to do it. Is there anything too hard for you? My answer is no. Hallelujah. Our answer is no this morning. Father, we ask that you would heal those that are sick here today. Lord, suffering God, aches and pains and just don't feel well. Father, touch and heal this morning in the name of Jesus. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. We ask this morning that you would heal us mentally and physically, God, and spiritually this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask today that you would keep our hearts and keep our minds straight today. We need you, oh God. We can't make it without you. Many things we forget, but Lord, if you bring it to our remembrance, we can do it in the name of Jesus. As you strengthen us, help us today, oh God. Father, bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people, Israel and Jerusalem. Have mercy this morning. America and the leadership of America, our brothers and sisters overseas. Bless this morning, Father, as only you can do. You have the power. There's none like you. We bring Sherry before you this morning, and God, we bring her lifting. She can't lift. And she needed to get up two steps at home and step over to get in the tub to shower. Father, we ask that you would heal Sherry today, that you would loosen up the stiffness in that hip, oh God, in a leg, in a knee, even in a feet, God, move this morning in the precious name of Jesus. Heal today, oh God. There's none like you. We know you're able. You made Sherry. You know all about her today, God. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, and that she would praise you forever, Father. We bring Sister Simone before you this morning, and we ask, Lord, that you would strengthen her and bless her as her week began. Lord, Saturday she went to send her daughter off in celebration, and we ask that, Lord, everything went well for her. And Lord, lead and guide her this week. Give her clarity in her mind and her heart, oh God. Let her look to you, to the hills from which cometh her help. Father, all of her help comes from you. You made the heavens and the earth. And Father, many here this morning are going through. And some feel sad because of the message of the day. But Father, stir up the minds of your people. Give them joy, peace, and happiness. That you've given us another chance to get it right with you. That you come back to remind us of the things that we need to do so that we won't perish and we won't be lost. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, we love you today, for it was you who first loved us. We appreciate you. We're grateful unto you. But Father, again, there's none like you. Help us today to get it right with you. Help us to see you and help us to have joy, peace again and happiness in you, O God. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. You're our all in all. You're all we have, and you're more than enough. But Lord, I ask that you would stir up the gifts in us. Help us to prepare for your return and stay stable in the preparation. Father, open doors and make ways that, God, we can find food to store so that whatever come our way, we'll be straight, God. We can live a little bit longer. We bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming our way in the name of Jesus. Anything that's not of God, anything that's not of Jesus, we bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose your blessings and miracles upon each of us in the name of Jesus. Your blessings and your miracles only upon each of our lives, upon each of us, our homes, our families, our friends, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, we ask it all this morning in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for answering us. We thank you for being real in our lives. We thank you that you care for us. We thank you that you're more than the whole world against us. We thank you that you look beyond us and yet meet our needs. Oh, we're thankful this morning. We're grateful unto you. Father, we appreciate it today. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you today, for it was you who first loved us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for being our mediator who carry our petition to Almighty God. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, all that carries our groanings that can't even be uttered. We thank you today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, His Majesty. Oh, we thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We can't thank you. Hey, we can't thank you enough, Father, for there's none like you. You're yet looking beyond us, yet meeting our needs. Oh, you're yet hanging the sun in the sky and the moon at night. You're yet changing the seasons, and we thank you. You're yet bless us with a roof over our head, food on the table, clothes on our back, Father's shoes on our feet, even transportation, even $2 or $3 in our checking account. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. What more can you do? Father, you laid the foundation. You opened up the way. Hallelujah. What more can you do? Help us to come to you wholeheartedly, God, and stay with you. Don't let our minds wander out, but help us to keep our mind on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, again, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to His Majesty. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Bless the segment of Jesus in the morning. Father, have your way here. Move by your Spirit today. Bless each and every caller, each and every listener, God. Those coming through the archives and the podcast. Father, move by your Spirit here today like never before, oh God. Let the Spirit move. Nothing of me, but all of you this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. Again, we ask it all, Father, this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, He's an on-time God. Over and over and over again. He's an on-time God. And we love Him today because of all He has done for us, what He's doing right now, and what He's going to do. Hallelujah. When I think back where He brought me from, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to this one. And when we come back, we're coming back with our morning scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Mr. Luther Barnes. And spirit fall down. We need it fresh upon us. We need a fresh new anointing from heaven. Yeah. You know how seasons change? And I like for God to send his spirit and change me. Yeah. He's the one that's doing the changing like the seasons. Because see, in this season, it's this way. And he has sent the anointing so that I could be that way for that season. The next season is a different season. I can't be the way I was in the same way I was in winter. I can't be that way in the spring. It's got to change. So I need him to send his spirit fresh upon me in each season that I can see clearly. I can hear clearly from him. I can understand clearly what he would have me to do. And when I'm not sure, I'm standing. I'm not going to move. I'm going to stand. And after standing, I'm going to stand some more. Hallelujah. I'm standing on this solid rock, his word. It won't bend. It won't give in. It's going to do what God sent out for it to do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. We thank him this morning. So listen, our topic of today is this, recording your movie daily. And what's happening is this, every word we say, every deed, every action, every activity from that last date that we went to the altar with him and asked him to come into our hearts and live. Ever since then, your movie began. Because past that, backwards, in your past, that's been wiped away. If you went to the altar and asked God to forgive you, that's what he did. Yeah, that's what he did for you. We just have to have the faith to believe that's what he did. Because I know some people go every week to get saved. No, you're not believing. You're not believing that God saved you. He saved you at the altar when you asked him to. He came into your heart to live forever. But after that day, what took place? Where did we go? Are we like everybody else? We criticize folks because we think we got something that we didn't even continue to seek so that it could grow in us. Because I teach people, now that you receive the Lord, go be fruitful and multiply. What I mean by that, go get in the word and stay in the word and have patience for God to move. Stay in your prayer closet. He's going to teach you something. And I take them right back to those of us that believe we must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Because somewhere along the line, we got off the path of seeking him. We started seeking a wife. We started seeking a husband. We started seeking children. If we already got that, we started seeking stuff and things because somebody told us that he's a supplier of not only needs, but he's our shepherd and we shall not want. So we put more energy into seeking what would take care of the flesh more than we put energy into seeking what would take care of his spirit in us. Because if you don't feed your body, you're going to die. If you don't give it water, you're going to die. Same thing with your spirit man. If you don't feed that spirit man the word of God, if you don't feed the spirit man love and attention, you don't feed the spirit man faith and trust, he can't stay. You done malnutrition him out. He wasn't getting enough vitamins and nutrients and minerals to stay. And this is why when folks tell me once saved, always saved, no, no. I can't go back to the dope selling world. I can't go back to the hoeing world, huh? I can't go back to lying, stealing, and cheating. Smoking marijuana. I can't go back there. The spirit man will malnutrish. It will die. Because I'm not giving it no substance. I'm giving everything else what it needs, but I'm not taking care of the spirit man. Now I asked him to come in and live forever. But I got to continue to seek him with my whole heart. Nothing comes before him. He should get the first fruit of everything concerning me. I don't understand love because I never been loved. My mama didn't love me, dad. I don't know. I got to go to him and ask him to show me what love is. I don't know how to forgive. I'm not looking for the preacher to teach me how to forgive. I'm going to him, the one who said to forgive, and ask him to teach me how to forgive and be prepared for the teachings that he give me to obey it. Because a lot of times we ask God for stuff. When the instructions come, we back out of it because our flesh is going to hurt. Whatever we need, and this is what the preacher should be teaching, we go to God. Or you can come to me and ask me questions and we'll get in the book. We'll pray and get in the book. If God is using my mouth, we'll do that however he's moving. Sometimes it may just be prayer and a scripture, and that's it. But we go into him for all we need. Lord, teach me how to keep my mind on you so I can be in perfect peace. Teach me how to walk in the spirit that I don't fulfill the lust of my flesh. Teach me, Lord, not to be a judgmental Christian. And teach me, Lord, so that I can understand I can't do these things on my own. I can't stop me from doing nothing. But without you, I can do nothing. I need you to come in and teach me and show me, Lord, how to do these things. God, you called me to something, or you may have chosen me for something. I need you to come in and teach me. I need you to come in and show me. I heard what the people said. I told you about the times when me and some friends would be going to the weed man, and they would say, oh, they got a tent up over there. They under the tent. Let's go see what they're doing. Now, I don't want to go under no tent. Now, come on now. Let's go on down here. The boy said he got a fat sack for us. We ain't going over there fooling with them people. Why? I said, because time I hit the door, they could be up preaching. They're going to stop and say, come here, baby. Let me pray for you. And then they're going to tell me, God call you to something. God, you're chosen. I don't want to hear that today. I'm going down here with this weed man saying about this fat sack now and told you, let's go. They'll keep on, no, we ain't going down there. We've gone on there. We going under this tent and see what's going on. As soon as I hit the door, it's on and popping. Come here, baby. Let me pray. See, I didn't want to hear that. But we got to go to God. Because we can't stop ourselves. We're going to want to continue on in the fun life. But May the 24th, 2021, time out for the fun life in the world. Get in the fun life in Jesus. It's fun when I sing and praise him. It's a good time in that. I can get high in the praise and worship. Never have a hangover, never be sick, never lose a part of my brain. Brain dead and them cells not coming back. I don't have to go through that. We want to stay with him. Songwriter wrote a song that says, who's on the Lord's side? If we for him, it should show. When I tell you we're recording our movie daily and we have the leading role in our own movie. See, I can't blame Angela Bassett for playing me in the movie. I can't blame her. She won't be a leading actor in this role. When I sing praises unto the Lord, I can't blame Dorothy Norwood for missing any notes in the song. It's not Dorothy Norwood that's performing, it's me. And I got to do it from my heart. I can't do it from my lips. Because my lips and my heart must line up together unto God. Because if it does not, he hearing what I'm saying, but he's seeing what I'm doing. And if what I'm saying and what I'm doing is two different things, he knows a lie. And these are his words, not mine. A liar won't tarry in his sight. Hallelujah. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 5 this morning. And in here, it talks about the husband and wife. But it yet let us know about the church. Yeah. The opening words, so that he might, in the first part of Ephesians 5 and 27, as cited in the question, indicate that the verse is referring to something described in the immediate preceding verses that Jesus did in order to be able to present the Christian church to himself with no spot, wrinkle, or blemish of sin. That something, as described in Ephesians 5, 25 and 26, was that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Yeah. So look, let's look at Ephesians 5. It starts off like this in verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Anybody know when a child loves somebody, they'll follow them to the bitter end? I've had children when I go around, they don't want me to leave. And if I got to leave, they want to go with me. Where you going? I said, well, I got to go run some errands. What kind of errands? Well, I got to go here and I got to go there. Can we go? No, baby, y'all can't go because where I'm going, they don't allow children in there, or I can't take children. Oh, we want to go, please. I've been in situations where they say, where you going? I'm going home. Can I go home with you? I said, no, because when I get home, I got work to do. I'll help you. You can't help me with this baby. Well, can I come tomorrow? As dear children, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Is he good to you? Have you Have you tasted to see that God is good? If he's good to you, do you want to follow him? I'm talking about everywhere he's going. Do you want to follow him? Do you want to follow him from Genesis to Revelation? Do you want to follow his spirit? Do you want his spirit to lead and guide you so you can follow him better? What is it you want to do concerning God? Because this is what his word said. I didn't say it. You can't hold it against me. I wasn't there when he inspired man to write it. But he said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. In verse 2, look at what he says. And walk in love. Oh, wait a minute, Barbara. But Barbara, see, you don't understand, Barbara. They cuss me out. Yeah, Brother Mike, come on. Come on, Brother Mike, we going. Yeah. He said, and walk in love. Look now, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Look at this. Walk in love. How will people know that you are of God? How will they know? Because you're not mean. You don't have a mean look on your face. You have a pleasant look. There's just something about you. I told you a while back, when I go in these different appointments and in these different places, I got to be careful because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm walking in love. I'm happy. I don't really have a care in the world if I tell the truth because I take my burdens to him and leave them there and walk away obeying him. So if we're walking in love, we care about even the world. The people in the world, we care about them. Why is that, Barbara? Because he wished that none should perish. We see what they're doing, and we know there's a better way. We know that they can come and record a different kind of movie, because the movie that they're recording now is truly horror. It's truly a horror movie that you're recording when you're not recording according to the word of God, when you're not pleasing God in your everyday life, when it's your thing and you're doing what you want to do, and nobody can tell you who to socket to. Let me tell you something. It's a horror movie. It's Fright Night. It's scary. Walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Now tell me he didn't do it, somebody that believes. Tell me he didn't offer himself as a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Huh? The fragrance was wonderful, because the Father got to see that the Son loved him. The Father got to see that not only did the Son love him, but he loved us. And that he would obey the Father to the bitter end. When I'm going on down to verse 3, it says, but fornication and all, A-L-L, that's a big word. Do you know how much all covers? And all uncleanness, cleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh the saints. This is when we sustain ourselves in him. This is when we stay in him. This is when we remember that he's a holy God and we must be holy. This is when we remember it's his way or no way. This is when we remember we got to let this flesh die so that God can live. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. You went to the altar. You said, I do. You said, come into my heart and live forever. These are the requirements. This is what calls us to diligently seek him so that he can reward us with taking the desire of fornication out of us. Now, he don't take the desire to have a relationship with your husband, to do benevolence unto your husband sexually. No, not for the husband and the wife. This is for unmarried folk. All uncleanness, anything that I'm not doing that's clean before the Lord. If I'm jealous of somebody, I'm envious of somebody, I want what you got, and I'm upset that I don't have it, all kind of foolishness. Don't let this be once named among you, the people of God, the saints of God, the children of God, the believers. Don't let it be named there. You can be a Christian, the true follower of Christ. You didn't go out just to see what he was doing. You didn't go out to report back to others, to the wrong people. No, you went out to get the teachings from him so that you can obey, so that you can please Almighty God. Help us today, Lord Jesus. In verse 4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. See, we're not wasting our time with foolishness. There's a time and a place for everything. We're not doing all kind of ugly things, filthy things. I'm not doing to my husband what the word said for me not to do, even in the bedroom. Whatever God said is clean, this is what we're doing. If we go back to the book of Genesis, he laid some rules down back there, not just the Ten Commandments, but he laid some other things down back there that let us know these things are still in effect. It was written for our learning, and we learned from that, so we're not going to do it. Concerning being saints of God, children of God, the people of God, the believers, the true Christians, the true followers of Christ. We're not doing all this kind of stuff. We careful. Because the eyes of the Lord is in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. So he know when we're doing filthiness. He know when we're doing foolish talking. I've seen the ushers and the deacons play together in his house talking crazy. I've seen married couples in his house, even the pastor, talking foolish talk in the sanctuary. Nor jesting. Joking in his house, joking in the pulpit. No, 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 no. Let's don't do that. Which are not convenient. It's a time and a place for everything. Now, if I get on here and I say a couple of things and we laugh, okay, this is not his house. This is not the pulpit, although this is his. But it's not in the holy place of the pulpit where you're pulling folks out of hell. But rather, giving of thanks. Take that time in the sanctuary. Take that time when you got time and praise God. You get together like an Andrea Spinner and you're praising God. You don't want to talk about foolishness. She even told me I have to be careful what even I say about my husband. Huh? So foolish talking. Yeah. Which is not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Yeah. 5 says, for this ye know, that no whoremonger nor unclean person, I'm going to go back to that, that no whoremonger nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Listen. We're not flipping and flopping from one person to the other that we're not married to. And people think they call the prostitute whores. Now, they're not, they could be that too. But a whore lay for fun. The prostitute lay for money. Yeah, the whore lay for fun and the prostitute lay up for money. So that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, somebody doing it in every old thing. They lying, they cheating, they stealing, they selling dope, among many other ugly things. They unclean. God can't use uncleanness. Now, covetous man who is an idolater. See, I can't worship that car. I can't worship the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. I can't put no other thing before God. That job, my children, my husband, my wife, everything is before God. Because I'm pleasing my flesh more than I'm pleasing God. Oh, I go to church. I said I'm a Christian, didn't I? Well, when did you get saved? Well, the pastor told me to come down there. I went down there for altar call. But did you get down on your knees and ask God to forgive you of your sins? You realize you've been living unclean. You realize what you've been doing. And you ask him to come into your heart and live. Well, I don't know about that. And some people did it, but they didn't seek God afterwards. They had a feeling in the church building. And they went down there, but they didn't fully do what they needed to do. They had big things. They didn't repent. They didn't. Nor covetous man who is an idolater. What are we putting before God today? I was putting TV, boy, look here, I was in here in the movies, after movies, after movies, all just enjoying myself. Cut it off. Turn it off. Now get the word and let's get some prayer going. What are we putting before God? Because see, I had prayed a prayer a long time ago. Lord, that I wanted to come a day when I could just lay back and watch movie after movie. And he done did that so many times for me. And I'm just going to keep it going. That movie time, I could take that to praise him. That movie time, I could take that to study him. It's not like Netflix. It's not like Pure Flix. It's not like to buy or none of that is going away. On demand gonna be there. Prime gonna be there. And so many other, oh, they got so much. See, because the devil is the prince of the air, and if he can keep you busy with TV game playing, what they got now? The Xboxes and the game. If he can keep you wrapped up in that, he'll keep you from praying. He'll keep you from studying the word of God for yourself. But he said, all this right here, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. If this is what we do, that's why he shut it down. You going to stay with me, or you going to stay over there with the TV? You're going to stay over there with Harsh Lands or what you going to do? Anybody seen that movie? That was a nut. I had no clue he was going to die. I was like, what? But see, it show us what's out here. You're an FBI agent around here smoking angel dust. You're an FBI agent around here take popping Molly. You're an FBI agent around here smoking weed, marijuana, drinking and driving, selling illegal guns, robbing people. Come on now. It lets you know what's out here. The police pull you over and he high. You don't even know it. And you talking back crazy to a man that ain't even in his right mind, or a woman that's not in hers. If your hand is in the lion's mouth, if you're smart, you'll ease it out. Because if you try to snatch it off, out, he going to bite it off. And might get the arm too. 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words. Don't do it. Vain words. Because see, they got some stuff always, once saved, always saved. They'll tell you some stuff now. And if you don't go to God and go to the word for yourself, praying for understanding, praying for knowledge and wisdom, you're going to be messed up. They got all kind of sayings now. All you got to do is believe, and that's it. Well, many went to the altar and believed that Sunday, but when they got up, they went back out there, and guess what? The devil choked it out, some of them. The weeds come up and choked it out of them. Some of them, it didn't fall on good ground. It fell on stony ground. It couldn't get down and then take root. Yeah. So let no man deceive you with vain words. Oh, it sound good. It sound easy if I do it this way. Oh, yeah. See, I can be in God this way. Yeah, I'm good to go. I still can do this. I still can do that. No, ma'am and no, sir. He said, if we come any other way than through the door, we come as a thief and a robber. There's no getting around it. There's no getting around living right. There's no getting around living holy. The only way is through Almighty God, who have all the power, through his son, Jesus Christ. So don't let man deceive you with vain words, because they preaching what folk want to hear. They even preach it, it's your thing, do what you want to do. That's not God. But there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. But because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Did you hear that? Now he asked us not to let no man deceive us, or he told us with vain words. Because if you do now, these things cometh the wrath of God, woo, upon the children of disobedience. You mess around and have a real bad accident. God been protecting you before. And you've been driving like an idiot for years and got away with it. No tickets, no accidents. But now, you done had a bad wreck and done injured yourself real bad. You in a wheelchair now. You done knocked a big split in the back of your head and some of your brain leaked out. They put it back together and everything, but you're not the same. You can't even talk no more. The wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You don't want none of that. 7 says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. I know you're not teaching the truth. I can't hang out. The senior bishop and I used to go to churches. He invited over there to preach. And they over there with all the craziness and the Spirit of God wasn't there. Bishop would hold his finger up in the air and start tipping out of there and look at me. Come on, Barbara. And I'd get up and walk out of there. He said, Barbara Mack, if God is not in it, I don't want none of it. You're not going to get me over here for God to use the gift that he gave me so you can pimp these people and you don't mean God nothing. I can't do him like that. And I learned from that. If God is not in your house that you say is his house, I'm not in there either. I'm gone. Say what you want to say about me. I know when the Spirit of the Lord is abiding. One thing you're going to feel is presence. The next thing, he's going to begin to speak to you in some way, some form of fashion. He's going to let you know, I'm not in here. And the Spirit in you will not agree with the Spirit that's in them. Yeah. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. I'm not inviting no Jehovah Witness in here to my having no coffee. No, you're not welcome up in here. Uh-uh. How can two walk together except they agree? I don't agree with you. We ain't going nowhere. Not even up in here for coffee. No, sir, no, ma'am. The only way I'm talking to the Muslim is God have me, he's using my mouth to speak to them. But it would be no bean pies up in here. We're not coming up in here talking about Ramadan. I don't have nothing to do with that. I have something to do with Pentecost, Andrea Spinner, but I won't have nothing to do with no Ramadan. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness. Look now, he said, but you were sometimes darkness. He didn't say you was in darkness. He said you were sometimes darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of the light. You heard what he said? For you were sometimes darkness, not in darkness, but you yourself was the darkness. The light shined and darkness comprehended it not. You didn't understand. You didn't pick up on it. But now ye the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Walk like you got Jesus. Walk like you know God. Act like you got him. Act like you know his Spirit. Act like you got the Holy Spirit. And it's not an ACT. It's not a real act. It's your activities. Of how you behaving. How are you behaving? What are you doing? I had some dreams last week, and one of them, I got to be honest with you, one of them, I don't know whether to call the person. I sent them a message and told them I had a dream. And when they didn't respond back in a way, I got to be honest, I was happy. Because I know they're about to lose something they truly love. Ooh, they're about to lose something that means the world to them. It's got to go. See, and I'm going to share this morning right quick. We cannot thinking we doing right and we prayed about it. Listen to me. Before you put your lips on me, go ahead and pray about this thing and ask God to really show you. Lord, don't let me judge her. Lord, I need you to show me her. Because I don't want to put my lips on her and I don't want to run away thinking I'm thinking what I'm thinking when you said and what she's saying out of mouth is the truth and you brought it forth from her for me. Don't let me do that. Because look like she's not doing the right thing over there. I don't know, but it just don't look right. I don't know. It don't feel right. Lord, I need you to help me before I step out in my flesh in judgment. Because look, while you're doing all this undercover stuff, because see, some people can't come out. They can't press that number. Well, they can't let me see their number in the studio because they know what they done said about me. Some people can't comment under me over on Facebook or nowhere else because they know what they done said about me. But we got to pray. Yeah. I don't just put my lips on deacons. Hey, I got to know. And if God showed it to me, I'm going to say it. If God showed it to me, I'm going to speak it boldly. Why? God said it. It's not my judgment. It's not my flesh. It's not what I think. Yeah. Well, we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. What do people see when they see you coming? Do you know when I go to a store, the store fill up? It's that drawing spirit. Do you know the store can be empty, the employees just having a nice time, everything cool, you know. They just got their, you know, music going in there and they stocking and it's peaceful. I show up in there, all of a sudden they got to work. He was over there on aisle 6 stocking and now he got to leave that and go to the register. All 3 registers open now. Because when I walked up in there, I blessed the store. Huh? I walked up in there and the store began to be blessed. They were ringing up, bam, 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 ding, bang, bang. Oh, they doing it in there now. Yeah. They got to go back and do some more stocking or some stuff. They just stocked because the people came in. I remember I was in a Family Dollar. There was a lady worked there. Her name was Barbara. And the store, I went in there. And the line was so long, she was the manager. She had to come out the back and open a register. And I got in her line because it appeared to be shorter. And I'm talking to her and people in front of me, but I'm talking to her. And I began to tell her what God told me to tell her about a retirement right there in front of everybody. Some people that she was waiting on didn't want her to hurry up and ring them up because they wanted to hear the rest. What I told Barbara in a matter of about a year, it took place. Anybody would have ever told me she would have retired that quick, I'd have called you a liar. Barbara was up and out of there. He spoke it. It came to pass. Do you hear me? So when we go in places, because we are the children of light, we go in blessing. Let us get together and start saying negative things about Walmart. Let us all get together and start talking negative about Walmart and rebuking Walmart and telling them we want them out of here and see don't Walmart close down. Your mouth would be wide open looking crazy because Walmart got to go. We the children of light. We're no longer the darkness. We also have power of life and death in our tongue. But we're careful what we say. We're careful. Because if you speak that on them, it's going to come to pass. And sometimes it comes to pass when you don't want it to. You done forgave them. You done moved on. But you spoke that on them. Here it comes. This is why we be careful. And verse 9, it says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Look at this. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. You're going to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit as the children of light. Yeah, you're going to demonstrate them because that's in you. Oh, yeah. Hey, God, we thank you this morning. We thank him this morning. We're going to get on down there now. We're going to get on down there. Because look what he said. When we go down to Ephesians 22, we're going to go back up to 10, but let's look at 22. Wait a minute. I got the wrong one. I'm sorry. Galatians. I'm sorry. Galatians 5 and 22. Let's look at that right quick. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to help us all because we need to go there. We all need to be reminded. I tell you, when this comes forth, it don't just come forth for you and I'm excluded. No, it comes for me first and after me. God bless us. Oh, yeah. But I get it first. Yeah, because he's talking to me first, because I heard it first. But look what he said about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, 23 says meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Yeah, there is no law. Look now, the fruit of the Spirit, he told us back up here in Ephesians 5, he told us up here now about that love. Yeah. We got to have it. He said walk in love. We got that love is a big thing, for God is love. That was one of the first things he told us, that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And when we get to that long suffering, that's where we had a problem. Patience. That's where we had a big problem. Lord, I've been going through this for 2 weeks now. When are you going to let me out of this? Lift the burden today, Jesus. Y'all have been suffering, long suffering, you're calling it, for 2 weeks. What if you had to long suffer for 20 years? You had to go through this for 20 years. How long had that woman, and I don't know if she belonged to God at the time, but how long has she suffered with that issue of blood? Sometimes we're going to go through some things, and it's going to take a while. Yet, love, joy, peace, long suffering, and yet we're going to be gentle. We're going to do what's good. We're going to keep the faith. We're going to remain meek. We're going to have temperance. We're not going to change. We're going to remain the same. We're not going to get rowdy with nobody. And this is what, let's look at 24 of Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust. This is how you can do the long suffering. This is how you can do the fruit of the Spirit. You can love. You have joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and meekness, temperance. This is how you're going to have it. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory. See, look over here. Look what I'm doing. You heard what I said to them. Didn't that sound good? You're fools. That's what you are. Let us not be desirous of vainglory. I don't want nobody pumping me up, lifting me up, talking me up. No. I don't want to think more of myself than I ought to. Because in due time, if I do anything, God will do it. I want him to do it, because I always want to let you know, this is not my way, it's his way. This is not my will, it's his will. This is not my word, it's his word. I can't take no credit. When he speak out of my mouth into your situation, and you know I wasn't there, I had no way of knowing, it's not me, it's him. I can't take his glory. I can't put myself up on a pedestal. Hey, look here, y'all bow down to me. Peter and that boy told me, no, get up. Don't do no bowing here. We give him the glory. We give him all honor. And we give him all praise, because that thing I'm doing is vain. It's no good. And I don't want none of it. I don't want to desire it. He says, provoking one another, envying one another. That'll come about. Somebody said, well, I wish I was like her. Oh, I wish I could do that. Oh, she got that. No, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be envious for nobody, jealous of nobody. I don't want to provoke nobody. None of that, because it's not worth it. Let God be God and you sit down somewhere and be humble. All I am is a worker. I'm a servant. That title, that office of evangelist, All that simply says to the world, I am a worker. I know they done fooled people. Or when the evangelists come, you feed her good, you hotel her up real good, you get a chauffeur and drive her around. Now, look here. That represents W-O-R-K, work. That represents this. When you want to go to sleep, you got to be awake, allowing God to use you. It might be early Sunday morning and you want to sleep in, but the phone rang, you got to wake up and answer. And you got to answer praying in yourself to God that, Lord, give me what they need. And it can't be grudgeful. You can't be angry about it. You got to be happy. What you got to be joyful, peaceful, love. Got to have them fruit of the Spirit doing what they got to do. Might be late Sunday afternoon and you reading something and the book getting good to you, the phone rings. You got to answer that phone. And it can't be grudgefully. It's got to be love and joyful and peaceful that you answer that phone. Yeah. Because what it says, 9:10 says proven, well, let's go back up to 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is up in all goodness and righteousness and truth. If you walk in that fruit of the Spirit. 10 says proven what is acceptable unto the Lord. How many times you heard me say pleasing and acceptable unto him? We can't do our own thing. We got to do the things that he can accept. And I promise you, he's only going to accept what's holy, what's righteous. When you come to him repenting, he forgives you. You're no longer dirty. You're no longer dirty. Yeah. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. If you pray and get in the word, you're going to find out. You're going to prove to yourself what he accepts. You ain't got to go on my word and nobody else's word. You're going to prove it to yourself. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. You're going to prove that to yourself. 11 says, and we have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now look, I'm not going to have no fellowship with you and you doing wrong over there. You stealing. I just can't have fellowship with that. I know you're lying to your husband. Are you lying to? I just can't be part of that. That's not good. Yeah, that's the works of darkness. I'm not gonna cheat on the job. This one for you and that one for me on the job. That's the work of darkness, and it's unfruitful works of the darkness. But rather reprove them. I'll show you. I got to show you where that's wrong to steal at the cash register. That's wrong to steal at the meat department. You got 5 pounds of shrimp, but you rung it up for 2 pounds. That's wrong. I got the hookup. I had some cousins. Oh, boy, Woolco. Anybody remember Woolco? Like Woolworth, but it was called Woolco. I had a cousin work there, and I go through there. She said, bring a dollar through the line. I need you to get me some stuff and get anything you want. I go through there and buy $200 worth of stuff and give her a dollar. And come out the store with all them people's stuff for a dollar. Robbing them. Unfruitful works of darkness. Today I got to reprove it. I got to let you know, I can't be a part of the food stamp selling. I used to do that too. I used to buy the food stamp, sell the food stamp. Yeah, I can't be a part of that. I can't be a part of selling my children for income tax. Unfruitful works of the darkness. I can't say I'm going to do something and have do it to get your money and I'm through. And when you come back to me, I don't know what you're talking about. Unfruitful works of darkness. And have no fellowship with that, he said, but rather reprove them. He didn't say it, he said them, the ones that's doing it. The ones that's stealing, cheating, lying, fornicating, committing adultery. Hey, He said, but rather reprove them. I got to tell you, you're wrong. But it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Do you know it's some things that folk done in the dark? It's just a shame. And guess what? I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to get with the ones who know about it and talk about it. But it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Ooh, if I was selling children, if I was raising children just to have free labor and make them sexual slaves, and I don't want to talk about that. Oh, no, I can't even talk about that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm a part of what that thing is, the way they're taking people now. You know what I'm talking about. Where's C on that? She'll know what I'm talking about. Where they trapping it. I don't want to talk about that out in the public. Oh, there you go right there. Go on, Miss Jackson. I'm mad at you in that chat room this morning. God bless you, Sugarfoot. I don't want to talk about that. That's shameful. I don't even want to talk about it in secret. Did you know that? Uh-uh. Oh, no. Because I believe in my heart, God got something for all of that. And I don't think it's going to be nothing nice. Yeah, a wool coat. You remember that, Brother Mike? That old school, like Ben Franklin, five and die. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Use a cheap wool coat like that. And do you notice what you reap to the flesh, you're going to sow it to the flesh. What you reap to the spirit, you're going to sow it to the spirit. When folks came over there and stole out of Jesus in the morning, confectionery and cafe, it wasn't a whole lot I could say. The man broke in there and sold two boxes of detergent and I guess a soda or something. That's all he took. I really couldn't down the man, but because I had a camera set up, you know, the security system was off the chain, the detectives caught him. They were looking for him anyway. You see, but ain't nothing bad really I could say about that man, you know, and if I said anything, Lord, forgive me for it, because I done stole before. I done took. I done poisoned people with dope. Do you hear what I'm saying? So how can I sit up and be all of that in a bag of chips? When I come to reprove you, I got to do it in love. I got to let you know what God says about it. But you know me. You know me. So you know if you're doing some crooked, underhanded stuff, I got to say something about it. And then I got to give you your walking paper. I got to let you put two eggs in your shoes and go on and beat it away from me. I can't be partaker. I can't let not once this stuff be named among me. Uh-uh. I come out of darkness. I'm no longer darkness. I came to this marvelous light. Now I'm the child of light. So I hang with the children of light. Now, if darkness come my way and I tell you what God say and you don't want it, I let you exit and go on down the street, but you can't come back unless you become the child of light, because I'm not going to deal with children of darkness. That's not me. So for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. If some stuff go on you'll never know about, but slowly but surely, it's leaking out little bit by little bit. Sometimes they're killing the person that leaked it out, all kind of stuff. And it make no difference to me today because we know that darkness is here. And sometimes they kill a person and then they found out you were the one killed them. Now you in trouble. We leading and dependent on Jesus. We know what's in the world. And we know that if you don't have God, there's nothing too low down and dirty for you to do because you don't have the keeper. You don't have the spirit because the spirit is a keeper. It'll keep you if you want to be kept. But if you don't want to be kept, nothing too evil for you to do. in that movie, Harsh Land? He seen the man stick the man in the neck and everywhere. Mike was next to him over there. Mike was having a fit. He said he even had nightmares about the mess. The one that been in the military said, oh, yeah, man, that's how you do it. What? He didn't give it a second thought because of what he had gone through, what he had done in the military. It messed him up. But normal people don't want to hear about your secret foolishness. Put a lid on all of that. We praying for you. We praying that you would give your heart to God and that you would become the child of light and stop being a child of darkness. But put a lid on it because we don't want to hear, but we don't want to know your business like that. I don't want to know you're doing all of that. I want to pray for you. That's all I can do. And see, when they're in the world, you got to be careful because you can't say stuff to them. They don't understand. Light and darkness is not going to mix. Carnal and spiritual, it's not going to mix. It's always a war going on. So you just can't go to them people and just tell what the Bible say. They looking at you like you crazy. What? You pray for them. Speak the word over them. Go, do you know when you speak, the word out of your mouth is yet powerful. 13 says, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. My goodness. The whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. I know this. What going in the dark eventually is coming to the light. Yeah. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. We see it. We may not say much, but we see it. For whosoever doeth make manifest is light. If I can tell you you're doing wrong, I'm in the light because you're in darkness and you can't see. You can't comprehend. 14 says, wherefore he saith, awake thou sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Well, when you don't have Christ, you sleep. You sleep. When I first started Jesus in the morning, this is what happened. The Lord showed me people sleeping. Preachers, bishops, these folks say they're apostles and evangelists, they say they deacons, they choir members, they ushers, all these different offices. God showed me these people were asleep in a deep sleep. And he went there shaking them to wake them up. Boy, it was hard to wake them. And then he shook them real good. Wake up. He showed me that in the beginning. At the time, I didn't understand. When I came on the blog talk crying loud and sparing not, I saw then. But only after I obeyed him, that's when I got the meaning of what he showed me. They were sleeping, scared to say the truth. Yeah, they were scared to cry loud and spare not. See, that's all I knew. All I knew is to tell you what he said, because it wasn't what I said, it was what he said. But because I said what he said, they got mad with me. It's nothing I can do about you getting mad with me, about me repeating what somebody else said. I didn't get mad with you when you repeated that gossip you heard. I didn't get mad with you when you went and lied on the pastor to the ushers. To anybody that would listen to you, I didn't get mad about that. But you mad about the truth. Because I think sometimes they really deeply don't understand it's the truth that set us free. And they've been accustomed to that thing so long, lying and carrying on, it's become a part of them, and they're afraid to lose a part of themselves. So they stay with the lying rather than coming into the light of the truth. Says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Boy, I'm so glad he woke me up. I'm so glad I woke up when that light shined in darkness, and he rose me from the dead, and now I'm the child of light. Ooh, I thank him for that. I don't even like walking in a dark room. I turn a light on. Child, you don't need no light. You're running up the light bill. Well, let me go on and pay for it, because I'm going to have me some light. I don't like dark. Used to be a time I didn't mind sleeping. Oh, I sleep in the dark and this and that. Not no more. I like a little light on, huh? Little night light, any kind of little light so I can see. Hallelujah. 15 says, see then that we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. He done woke us up from the dead. He rose us from the dead. And he gave us light. So now don't let us walk like we used to walk when we was in darkness. Not as fools, but wise. I know if I go down G Street, what they doing down there, and I used to go down there and hang, I'm not going down that way no more. I got me another route I'm going to take. When I used to go to church, I used to go for the pastor and the first lady and the members of the church. Now, I can't go for them no more. I got to go seeking God now in his house. Because sometimes you're going to find out, once you really start seeking God in his house, you're going to find out what you thought was in there is not in there. So see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. 16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And Father, help us to number our days. Help us to use our days on the earth wisely, not as fools, in the name of Jesus. That's my prayer too. For me, I don't want to spend my time in foolishness. That's what I give Jerry credit for too. Jerry want to call and talk about God. Jerry want to call and talk about the scripture. Jerry want to call and talk about her testimony. That's Jerry. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Well, how am I understanding that, Barbara? In prayer and studying his word. Praying and asking God for wisdom. Praying and asking God for understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. This is what we're asking God for. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And sometimes we can ask him, God, what's your will? He'll answer you. It'll just come up in your mind so plain and clear. You didn't hear no audio voice, but it just came up in you. You ask him and he answers. A lot of times he don't speak in the audio voice because many couldn't handle it. I remember Shante said she was vacuuming and she asked the Lord a question, and she heard, try me. Threw the vacuum cleaner down and took off running. See? You go to him and ask him if he speak many, take off running. And he don't come most times in a voice where it'll scare you. He come nice and easy. Now, me sometimes he have gotten a little, you know, little sternness in his voice because he know me. Don't do that. I know he mean that. See, because a lot of times we try to act like we back in the day when we sin, he used to wink. But today he command everybody to repent. Yeah, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. So understanding what the will of the Lord is, we got to pray and seek his word. For if any like knowledge, let him ask of God that give any like wisdom, I should say, let him ask of God that gives liberally and upbraideth not. And if you believe God, you're going to get what you need. You're going to get wisdom. 18 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I'm not telling you you can't have a glass of wine. Some people can have a glass or two and never be drunk. But he said, be not drunk now. That's what he said, with wine. Because we know we're not supposed to drink strong drink. We're not supposed to have that Hennessy. We're not supposed to have that Crown Royal. What they're saying, they're Zock or Rock or whatever they're drinking now. We're not supposed to have all of that, Tron and all of that, them strong drinks. We stay away from that, but we can't have wine. But he said, have it wherein is not excess. You're not going to drink the whole bottle and get drunk. Filled with the Spirit. Because the Spirit, you'll be drunk in the Spirit. I've been drunk in the Spirit. In the Holy Ghost. I remember one Sunday in church, Lord have mercy. I was so drunk. Oh, my goodness. I was staggering. I mean, straight up staggering around in there. And I never forget, the guy was sitting next to me, his brother, Shaq was his brother, we called him, Robert. And Robert came and he was trying to help me because he saw I was drunk, you know. Bishop ain't paying no attention. Bishop kept on praising and cutting rug. Bishop said he had to get his for himself. So Robert come and he was trying to help me. And I remember I fell over on his shoulder. And when I turned my head, lipstick got on his shirt. And I noticed that when I come out the Spirit, when I come down, and I looked at his shirt, I said, Rob, he said, don't worry about it. I said, I have it dry clean. He said, don't worry about it, sister. Drunk, I'm coming out literally toe up. As my son-in-law said, booty-roo. Oh, you were toe up. Yes, yes, sir, I was. In the Spirit of God, not with wine, not with strong drink. But he said, be filled with the Spirit. Now listen what 19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Huh? We're going to quote these psalms back to us. I'm going to say what David said. I'm going to quote what the songwriter wrote. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? What a mighty God we serve, angels. I'm going to quote the psalm of David and songs and in hymns. Anybody ever heard, hey, child, that I have to keep it? That's a hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus. That's a hymn. But he said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that's where that what a mighty God we serve come from. Except what God allows, Twinkie Clark and Mr. Clean, you're better off anyway. Spirit fall down, Luther Barnes. Them spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. That's who I'm singing to. That's who I'm quoting the word back to. I'm reminding God what David did. And Lord, I want to do what he did. Not because of my enemies, but I want to serve you right. I want to love you. I want to obey your word. Giving thanks always for all things. That word all is a big, big word right here. All things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We got to give our flesh up. Get loose in the Spirit. Let God lead and guide you. He's going to take you to some places where you'll look back and say, oh, I didn't know that. It'll come clear to you in your mind. You may not hear the audio voice, but it will come clear to you according to what you can take. Yeah, he won't put no more on you than you can bear. If he know you're afraid to hear a voice or audio voice, he won't bring it that way. He'll just bring it up in your spirit. Hallelujah. His spirit that lives in you. It teaches all things. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's what we do over here. That's what y'all did. Last week, folk bought t-shirts. The week before that, Sister Samoa was going through. We blessed her. A little bit before that, Sherry fell. Some folks sent a gift. Some folks did this. Some folks did. It wasn't a whole bunch, but we got together and did what we could. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. We did what we could do out of love because we wanted them to feel better. And we wanted them to know we love them. We didn't do it for no show. We did it from our heart. I almost had to turn the key on Sion and send her down. She was ready to go because she was giving by faith. She was planting a seed. Boy, she was ready. I said, if this one here don't sit down and wait a minute, I said, Sion, wait a minute. I got to get the information. I got to find out if she got Cash App or how I got to send it. Well, okay, let me know. Let me know. She was gung-ho, ready to go. All of that was planting seeds unto the Lord. We planted the seeds unto God that he will multiply them back unto us. In Jesus' name. Yeah, because we learn whatever we're doing, we're going to plant seeds. Yeah, I told Brother Mike, I said, Brother Mike, and I had to fight with him for a minute. Oh, boy, just give it, just give it. He just want to give. But look, I want you to plant it as a seed. I should plant the whole, I said, no, no, no. Get your t-shirts and the extra thing, plant that too. You plant the two you get and the extra one, you plant unto the Lord. That this will be multiplied back to you. Yeah. So submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Wives, here you go, girls. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Y'all know some of y'all going to go to church tired. I just got off work. I'm tired, but I'm going. Some of y'all going to choir rehearsal. I don't care what. But you'll leave your husband to cook for himself. Well, he know how to cook. He can make a sandwich. I'm not a slave. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Stop trying to rule him. Stop trying to be his mother. Stop trying to be over him. Stop trying to control him. Because a lot of times we doing this stuff and we don't realize we doing it. When we wake up, John Brown done put the hammer down. Sometimes he'll tell you about yourself. Then sometimes he know how you are. He know you augmental. He know that you'll start a confrontation. He know that you bomb it. Guess what he do? He put two eggs in his shoes and he beat it. Because I don't need no mama. I don't need no boss lady. I don't need no woman telling me what to do. I'm a full grown man. I've been places she ain't never been. Whether it's prison or the military, she never been there. She not finna treat me like this and talk to me like I'm 5 years old. I took this a long time praying and hope she would change. She didn't do it. So wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Now that's his word. That's not mine. Don't try to fight me because I have nothing to do with it. I was not there when God inspired man to write it, but I believe it because that's what he said. All right, husbands, here you go. All right, fellas. But a husband is the head of the wife. What? I make more money than him. But a husband is the head of the wife. But see, this is my house. But a husband is the head of the wife. You don't understand. I had this when I met him. But a husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. Oh, but he don't know about bills. He don't understand about insurance. He don't know how to really save. But a husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body of Christ. Now, that's the word. I ain't have nothing to do with that. Because a lot of women think I'm smarter than him. Most women are smarter than men. But guess what? If you're married him, he your husband, let him be the head. Don't let him have to get with you about your position as the wife. Don't let him have to pack his bags and go home to mama because you over there clowning and you want to run things and leave because you making $2 over the rent money. Your name on the deed of the house. If you didn't trust him, why you married him? You could put his name on your deed of your house. You shouldn't have married him because y'all became one. What belonged to you belonged to him, but what belonged to him belonged to you. Women can get it when I say that's what the husband's supposed to do. Women can get it when I say, yeah, he's supposed to give you this, and he's supposed, oh, they love that. Well, what about your part? See, a lot of times, no, I've been doing my part. He wrote, no, you didn't. You're over there treating him like a mama. You're over there treating him like you're the boss lady. Well, see, I didn't surrender to him. See what he did? Well, if you'd have surrendered, he wouldn't have did that. He'd have felt like a man. But you made him felt like your son, a boy. Ain't no man going for that. I'm just telling you the truth this morning. 24 said, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, I didn't say that. Go over there. Go ahead on over there to Ephesians 5 and read verse 24 and see what you get out of that, because that's what I got. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And it ain't together. You know how you put everything together? Every and thing become one word. This is separated. In everything. Because God wants you to know what he meant. And he wants you to understand what he said right here, what he wrote. What he had inspired man to write. Everything. He ain't keeping nothing back. See, I put his name on the MasterCard. And why didn't you? You didn't trust him. What you married him for? You didn't trust him from the get-go. You ain't got no business with him. But you made occasion for your flesh. Watch yourself, Sion. We know how they do. We know how. Ooh, we know how rough, rugged, and real. Rogue, you're not going to run nothing over here. I let you have, you know, your little say and everything, and I let you act a little donkey and all like that. But look here. This is what I said today. I don't care who name on the mark. Over here. I don't care who name on the deed. Now, you're not treating me like that. I'm the head. Yeah. I know that's right. Not a real man. Yeah, because he's going to stand up for himself. He ain't been letting no woman dominate him and be with all that foolishness. Because they're not like we are. And many women get mad with me over that. They don't like me. I don't care. It's what the word of God said about the man. You don't have no respect for me, and that's how you can act like that, because you're looking at what daddy done. You're looking at what Uncle Bubba done. You're looking at what your brother Junebug done. No, 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 no. You said you saved. You went to the altar and said, I do. You did that. So now what I need you to do is get in this word and stay there and obey it. And a lot of things going bad because we ain't obeying the word. We still working with the flesh. Yeah. Here you go, husbands now. Here you go. This for you. And the same thing. You can't give up part of, well, I'm the man and what I say, go. And you want it that? No, I'm not buying that right now. Hold up. Hold up. Husbands, look what he told you. Love your wives. Love them. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And this is the church. And he's using the wife and he's using the husband to tell you about this church. He coming back for without spot or blemish, without spot or wrinkle. He's using these things to let you know some stuff. You got to get it all right with him. You can't have the foot, the big toe nail painted, and you ain't painted the other four and the wedding in a few minutes. Now you got to have that whole 10 toes painted and ready to go. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Not just the physical building, but he's talking about each one of us as the church, the body. We make up this one body. I'm a hand, but I'm a church. Yeah. Many members, but one body. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. He's talking about the church. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church. See, I told you we're talking about the church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But that it should be holy and without blemish. Holy and without blemish. Did you hear that? He talking about you. He talking about me. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Did you hear that, gentlemen? You got to love her as your own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Y'all one. And if you're against your wife, you're against your husband, you're against yourself. Y'all became one when you married. And listen, if you just wanted to marry for fornication, to stop fornication, so you can say, well, I'm not laying up who I'm not married to, I'm married. You're in for a rude awakening. If you didn't get deep in there and get to some deep counseling so you can understand something, and the both of y'all get in this word, you're going to go through some things because your flesh did it. You didn't even understand what God said. And church, listen, this for everybody. This is for everybody, married and unmarried. Saved, you said you were sanctified. You said you got the Spirit of God. Listen, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Did you hear that? Now back to the men. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Again, you're one. But no man ever hated his own flesh. You're one. How can you hate your wife when she's you and you're her? But nourish and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. Do you know he nurtures and cherishes me? Sometimes I'm like a baby to him. He burnt me because he fed me. Hey, not only did he feed me in the natural, not only did he give me some eggplant and cauliflower and thing, but and some smoked turkey and thing, but guess what? He fed me in the spirit through his word. Through prayer, he fed me. So I'm full, and I need burping, and he burps me. Sometimes I lay down, and he just comforts me. He just holds me in his arms. Sometimes he just gives me a hug, and I can lay my head on his bosom. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. So no man ever yet hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. He done told you, don't hate your wives now, men. And you can't come in there with all that roo-roo, all of that either. She's a weaker vessel. And if you know she loves you, there's a way to say things and she'll fall down at your feet. She'll worship you like you the king. I see so many men, I'm king this. You don't even know how to handle business. What king don't know how to handle business? All right, queen. What kind of queen don't know how to walk up before the king? Look back at Esther. He had to hold out that thing. What is it called, Louis? A sepulcher? Whatever that was, he had to hold that rod out. And Esther bowed before the king, and he approved for Esther to come. Come out, a king and a queen. You need to get somewhere and sit down with the foolishness. You don't even know how to handle business. You don't even know how to talk to a lady. You don't even know how to talk to your own children, but you're a king. King of foolishness. King of nonsense. What in the, your majesty? Oh, goodness. I'm telling you the truth. We got to pray for them because they messed up and don't even know it. And think they're saying something sporty. They think they're saying something slick. And they can't make them look good. And some women fall all over themselves for this foolishness. Because they liking some things. 30 says, for we are members of his body. Of his flesh and of his bones. Did you hear that? They talking about we are members of his body, the body of Christ. We are members of the church, of his flesh and of his bones. We're joint heirs with Jesus. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. I told you was one. You don't hate yourself. How are you going to hate your wife? You got to remind yourself, this me right here. I'm her and she's me. We're one. And you should try to get along the best that you can. I know women stabbed other women and shot other women because they found that man to be one with them. He's me and I'm him. He treat me good. I treat him good. We never have a harsh word. We got a beautiful relationship. He's not after another woman. Here come the woman see what the wife got good, so she want to come in and interrupt it and take it for herself. And the wife go over there and mess her up. I'm just telling you the truth. Sometimes wives forget it's the devil. And they go over there and fight physically. They don't fight spiritually. They go over there and tear it up. You're not going to take this right here. And then they'll say, if God gave that to me, he had to give me this man because the way this man treat me. We are one. You're not going to come in here and tear that up. I'll tear you up first. And he's like, but baby, you didn't have to. I love you. I only want you. Why would you? And she was like, you don't understand. I had to go over there and tear it up and let them know. Let the next one know. This not where you want to be. This not what you're looking for. Uh-huh. You don't want none of this. Yeah. And then some of them go right on and repent, pray to the Lord. And sometimes God spam in the court, you know, because they got to go to court for all of that. Now, you got to answer for that. Domestic violence. Yeah. So we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall become one flesh. And look here, mother-in-law, y'all don't run your son no more. Once he get a wife, that's it for you. If you're going to encourage him, encourage him. If you're going to love him, love his wife. Stop finding things wrong with her and picking it up. He love her, and he decide that she's good for him, and he gave her his last name. Now, my love, I need y'all to back up out of there and let these men be grown men and love that daughter-in-law as your daughter. Yeah, I had me three of them. One, I wasn't in the right place yet to love her like a daughter-in-law. I just wanted to beat the brakes off her. I'm just telling you the truth. But I had to go back and repent for that once God come in for real. Because it was their choice. I talked to my son and I talked to her. But they, and it was Lonnie, the oldest boy. They felt like, I felt like he was too good for her. Now, that's not what I felt like. And I tried to get them to understand that, but they didn't understand. I couldn't even go to that wedding. Do y'all hear me? I couldn't go fooling with that. Because I knew it wasn't God and I knew how it was going to end up. Ooh, I already knew. Yeah, I wasn't in God where I am now. I hadn't totally sold out to him, but I still had the gift to see. And I tried to talk to them. They wouldn't hear. All she could see is the money Lonnie was making and the position Lonnie was going to have. All he could see was how cute she was to him and how fine she was to him. Wasn't no real love in there. And he always fussing because she was not who the wife he needed. He needed a wife who understood about a career, the medical profession, the Lord Jesus Christ, and being a minister. She didn't know nothing about this stuff. She was going with little boys. Oh, don't let me talk too much today, Jesus. But anyway, we just got to get it right today with God. The two going to become one. Yeah. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Me and Christ, we going to become one. We two. I'm Barbara, he's Jesus, but we going to become one. We're joint heirs, and I'm going to be a member of this body. And whatever part of the body that I am, it's real important, and it's a big part that I am of this body. I may not be nothing but an eyebrow, but I'm just as important as the eye. Huh? I may be an eyelash, but I'm just as important as the eye. Yeah. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. I'm going to use the wives as the church, and I'm going to say Jesus is the husband. Huh? I got to do him right this morning. I can't try to lead him. I don't know the way. Only he know the way. Anybody ever had a man to take them out and he took them to places they never heard of? Yeah. I can think of this one incident. Took me to the beach. I didn't even know this place existed. But got down there and had a wonderful time. And guess what? It was at night. Went to the Riverwalk. I didn't even know that part of the Riverwalk existed. So I'm thinking to myself, I can follow him. But as time progressed on, I saw that he didn't have what I needed. And although he had all of these great qualities about him, he didn't have the qualities that I needed. So what I had to do is let him go. It's one out there that you got all the qualities she needs. You just don't have all that I need. And I'm not going to stop you from getting your blessing. And I'm not going to get myself into a world of mess where I can't sleep at night because I already knew what you was and I took it anyway. Yeah, I can't help you got a new car. I can't help the kind of job you got and the money you're making. And you so into me. You just love my cooking. You can't work on the job for coming by the house and calling me. Now, listen, I'm going to have to cut it. I'm going to have to nip it in the bud right here. Because the one that was before you, he had all I needed and more. He just couldn't come out the world. He couldn't stop making that quick money. So this over here, that, you know, the good job, they call it, and the money, and oh, you can roll on with that. I'm good. Because it's going to cost me in the midnight hour more than them dollars you're making on that job. So I know better. When you know better, you do better. Yeah, but Christ is different. Jesus is different. I'm a part of his body now. We are one. I want to think like he think. I want to do what he's doing. I want to do what he did. I want to do what he's going to do. When God come back, when he come back, he's going to see himself in me. That's how he's going to know I'm his and he is mine. Yeah. And we're going back to the fruits of the Spirit. Don't forget, love. Joy, peace, long-suffering. Don't forget that long-suffering. Because everything won't be overnight. God won't speak it on Monday and move by Monday evening for it here. Sometimes he'll speak it in 2021. It don't come to pass in 2025. Long-suffering. Don't forget that. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. And they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections of lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us be not desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. He's still talking about the church. See, we still in the church. We still a part of the church. We still the body of Christ. And these are the things he's telling us. And if we begin to work on these things, we're preparing for his return. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are preparing for the return of Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And it won't be as hard as we think it would. Yeah, the secretary. Thank you, Brother Louis. Yeah, he had to hold that thing out for Esther to come. And it was so, Esther 5 and 2. It was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. He was the king and this was the wife, but she had to get permission to go before the king. She bowed down. She touched the top of that thing and was able to go on in there and talk to him. She had to do benevolence to her husband too. She had to treat him like the king and act like she was a royal subject, although she were the queen. But we get it twisted. We get it mixed up so you don't understand, Sister Barbara. He was this, that, and the third. He was this, that, and the fourth. Look here. If you knew all of this and you married him, you can't blame him. You knew some stuff and wouldn't stop yourself. Many times we're looking at the outside. We're looking at the slick talk he got out of his mouth. I'll say it till I leave here. God did not give me that man I married in 1977. I chose him for myself. I'm looking at how fine he is, as they say. He bowing one leg, them jeans hitting him right, that khaki shirt, just all of that. He got 16-inch arms. He's an iron bench presser. He's a, and he did all of that so that he could pull women, because he didn't have what he really needed to have in his mind. So he did all of these things to himself that pulled women, let the big curls show, let the green eyes batter and all this kind of mess. And look at, yeah, because he didn't have the Spirit of God in him that was going to treat you like a godly man treat a godly wife. See, because a godly man don't need all that. He ain't got to do all that. He can wear big baggy clothes. You ain't never got to know what's under his clothes, because he got a mind. The mind is in him that's also in Christ Jesus. He didn't come to woo you with the outer appearance. He come to woo you with the spiritual, from his heart. He want to treat you like Christ loved the church and died for it, gave his life for it. He want to treat you like you really is his only queen. He don't have his mind for some other woman. That's what I love about my buddy. My buddy love his wife and prove it and show it. What? I'll be looking at her someday, because buddy love her. And boy, she done talk so good about him, and I done heard her say, and I love him. I be like, oh, shucks now. Yeah, Miss Barbara, I done learned some things. Doc, I got the best son-in-law in the world. Boy, she loved that buddy. Uh-huh. See, you see some things in it. They're family and they love one another. I'm not saying they're perfect. They always get along, you know. Sometimes a little unforgiveness try to show up on the scene, and then after a while they have to go because of love in there. Yeah. See, y'all even called me, tell me about a dad and have me screaming over here. I be trying to keep it under control. But she loved him. He loved her. That's his daughter. Yeah. And it's already all right today. In Jesus' name. We just want to be real in God. As real as he is in us. And if he is in us, he's real. You don't ever have to worry about that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're grateful unto him this morning. We appreciate him. We're thankful unto him. We love him today because it was him that first loved us. Hallelujah. So we're going a little further. I'm going to the next song of the morning. When we come back, the studio will be open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. Good morning, Apostle Boatwright. God bless you. God bless you.
You are an angel. Let God have his way. You are an angel. Right now.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let go today and let God have his way. You've been waiting a long time for God to bless you. Let go and let him have his way. Sometimes it's 2 weeks, but it seems like forever because we're yet holding on to it. We want what we want, but if we'll give it up to him, put it on the altar, walk away, investigate what God has given to you to do. Investigate the work of God. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more labors. But we want God to remember the labor he called and chose, are called and chose us for. Yeah. So let go today and let God have his way. We want to prepare for his coming, for his return, for his church. Yeah. He nourishes and cherishes it. Yeah. We want to let go today and prepare for what may come our way. We want to be able to eat. We want to be able to sleep in peace. Only God can do this for us, or in the name of Jesus. So we thank him this morning. We give him glory, honor, and praise, and we lift him up. All right, Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. All is well. All is well. I was listening to you speak about you are one and he is one and we are one. You know, sometimes it looks like, and I'm going to say look like, marriages fall apart. But they don't really fall apart. We ourselves separate. No, we don't separate. We try to separate ourselves, even if we get a divorce. I know I went to 7 lawyers to get that divorce from that husband of mine because I just had to get rid of him, get rid of this. I'm used to getting rid of what I don't want. But even though God allowed the law to give me paperwork, he kept me where I was supposed to be. In the end, God showed me, Jerry, you really want your husband.
And prepare for what
but there are some things
you
must do. Oh, my phone must be acting crazy. There's some things you must do. God, I don't want him no more. I'm sick. I'm tired. In the end, I realized I did want him some more. My God, first of all, I keep a mirror in my room, not to brush my hair and look like I'm this. I keep a mirror so I can identify with myself that I am not perfect. By no means am I perfect. Anyone's got to do, if we really want our husbands, we got to look in that mirror and be honest to ourselves. I was speaking to a friend the other day. She said, I didn't do anything. He did, he did, he did. She's not looked in that mirror, because if she looked in the mirror, the little thing that she thought was just a small thing, it really was a big thing, because we are as one. That big thing he did was really a small thing because she was so busy dismissing what she's done. It takes two to argue. It takes two to get married. And it really takes God to allow the separation. I tried my best to get rid of Mr. Crowley. But in the end, he still became my husband to the day he died, because he said, I took my marriage vows. I took them for real, Jerry. Yes, I messed up. Yes, I did that. Can you look at yourself and say you didn't do anything? So God had me to go to the man, because we didn't lie to each other. No, we didn't do that. But we did both commit adultery. No, we didn't do some things, like I didn't cook, but maybe it might have been nice if I did go in that kitchen sometime and just made him a slice of toast. But I was so like, well, I don't have to cook. I don't. Be careful on saying what you don't have to do in a marriage, because what you would do for yourself, you should really do for him. Be honest with yourself and commit yourself to yourself like you want God to commit to your marriage. And there are sometimes just marriage is not due. That might have been not the right man for you. But I know with my heart of hearts, Mr. Robert was my right husband because he took me through 7 different lawyers, and you don't have to go through all that to get a divorce. And then he said, okay, you want it so bad, I'll pay for the divorce. He paid $7,000 to this one man. He even still let me go in his bank account. You can have the money, Jerry. It's not about the money. You can have this, Jerry. It's not about this. All I want you to do is stay here with me. I won't bother with you. That's real love. He loved me unconditionally. I had to learn how to love, how to be a wife, how to be a friend. You got to watch who you hang out with because sometimes you think you're hanging out with friends and they're your worst enemies. They're laughing at you and talking about you behind your back. And they're plotting how to take what you got. My, my, my. I hadn't been divorced a week and then my friends started showing up at the house. I wasn't even home. So Robert said, but Jerry's not here. Oh, I came by to see how you doing, Mr. Robert. He said, give me a moment. Jerry, such and such is here. She came to see how I'm doing. Did you send her here? No, Robert. Put her on the phone. Hey, what you doing there? Well, you know, you divorced from him, and, you know, he's looking a little sad here. I came to comfort him. You came to comfort him? Watch who you're hanging out with and going in your ear. Not all friends are friends, and some friends want what you have. Not all friends are friends because they'll talk about you behind your back and laugh with you in your face. And then when you find out that they're talking about you, then they get angry with you. I said to her, why are you angry with me and you? You're supposed to be my friend and you're talking about me behind my husband's back, behind my back to my husband. Well, he's not your husband no more. Oh, but what you didn't know? Everything I ever done, he knew about it. So you can't tell him anything that he don't know. You told him about, oh, yeah. We had an honest relationship. He allowed his friends to start letting him do things behind my back. But anything I done, I let Mr. Robert know. I've always was honest with him. Ask him. Ask him why I'm on the phone. Robert heard me talking. He said, yep, never lied. She never, ever lied. When she was going out to see another gentleman because we were divorced, she let me know. She even brought back pictures on what they were doing. Now she don't have a plan how to get next to Mr. Robert because I put everything out in the open. My mommy taught me this one thing. What's done in the dark will come to the light one day. Grown people shouldn't have to lie. Children lie because they don't want to get a spanking. But I didn't even lie when I was a child. Yes, Mommy, I did that. Because I would give a reason I did it. Because the teacher was taking too long. She kept talking about the same thing over and over. I got tired of hearing it. Don't get tired of hearing what your husband's saying. Try and communicate with him so you both can get on the same page. God didn't put two together and make them one so one can fly the coop. Did God put that marriage together? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Did God join you all as one? Or did you decide he was someone you had to have because Alice and Sarah wanted him? And you were the bigger one that could take him. Well, that was my method. I saw him. And I decided, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to take him. And what did Sarah say? I think I'm going to have him too. God only allowed one of us to have him and one of us to be his wife. Sarah still tried to be my friend. But the moment I divorced him, Sarah tried, she thought she'd still try her hand. She never succeeded because that wasn't in God's plan. Mr. Crow was never in God's plan for Sarah. Ask yourself, is the man I'm married to in God's plan? Because it says what God has joined together, no man can separate us. I don't care how bad you want that divorce. I don't care how bad things look. God can turn it around. When you're trying to go left, God can send you right every time. But before that man died, I confessed, not about lying, but I confessed that, you know what? You wasn't the only one wrong. I myself was wrong too. You can't have no secrets in a marriage because it's got to come to the light. If you can't admit what you've done wrong, you don't have no marriage. I couldn't admit what I'd done wrong because I hadn't seen that I'd done anything wrong. But I was just as wrong, if not wronger, than he was. People don't fall in love and get married and then fall out of love and get divorced. There's a reason. You've done something, you can't admit to yourself that you've done it, least long to admit to him. You're asking God to bring the marriage back, but he can't put back together what you have broken up with lies. I believe that's why God kept me with Robert. He didn't lie. He just had a drinking problem. And he loved women. He loved all women, all kinds of women. He didn't discriminate. God didn't break me up from Robert because I had secrets. He broke me up because I was too spoiled and not ready for marriage. But he allowed me and tried to hold me in this place I didn't want to be because I was not used to God telling me no. I was not used to not having my way. But as I sit here now, going on 1 year after Mr. Robert has gone on to glory, I realize that I would never have another man that did not treat me as well or better than Mr. Robert treated me. I would just be sitting down thinking, I think I want some water, not even speaking it out. He'll get up, get him a glass of water and say, hey, you want some of this water? And give me my own glass of water. That's how well he knew me. He knew me so well, I never had to ask for anything. And if God gives you that type of man, do not take it for granted. If God gives you a friend, do not belittle or make that friend feel any type of way because you are destroying not just your friendship, but yourself as well. I had a girlfriend. We fell out. She said something I didn't like. But before she died, God had me to call her, and we both admitted that we were wrong. We said said everything to each other that we had done to each other. We became best friends before she died. Again, don't allow our tongue to destroy what we should have emotionally, physically, and mentally. Do not allow the world to come between what God has put together. The world is out there to destroy. The earth and the fullness of it belongs to God. But the devil is always on the lookout to destroy you. So today I ask God to have mercy on the marriage couples. Have mercy on the couples that are splitting up. Give them that light that they saw in each other's eyes when they first met. Put back together what they felt that needed to be separated. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, because sometimes we do. We're trying to get out of where God has placed us. And God knew why he put us there. He know why he put us there. And we fall in the world, too. Sometimes we tell the wrong people about our situations with a man. And he hear what you said about that, and they was like, oh, she don't want it. I want it. Let me try to get it. Yeah. My niece was on Facebook. Oh, boy, she was riding out. Boy, just posted every little thing the man do for her. I went behind the scenes in Messenger, and I said, hey, calm down on all of that. Why you got to tell what he done? You know, I said, it's whores on Facebook. Cut all of that out. Stop posting what your man done for you. Stop posting y'all planning to get married. Stop, just stop it. Where he took you, what he gave you. She got videos. And see, what I learned, too, over the years is this. On Facebook, if the woman is always posting what he did, it ain't for real. See, if I got to tell you that's my man, he's not my man. Because, see, I don't have to tell you anything. He's going to show you he's my man. But it be the women, they always posting, John did this, Big John did that. Now, John ain't did that. You coached him into doing it so you can post it on Facebook so you can have people thinking John is all of that. You paid for that yourself. You paid for the whole trip and everything. But you want people to think he did it. He's not even into you like that. You got to learn this. If he don't have time for you, he don't have time to hug you, he don't have time to cuddle with you, he don't have time to spend with you, that's not no relationship. You in a relationship with yourself because he's far from it. Now, when that man get on there and you can't stop him from posting, that's because he love her and he want the world to know, I love her and this is what I'm doing for her. I'm not doing this for every other woman, all the women and all of that. And the average man that's a thoroughbred man, yeah, he love all women. He just love women. Yeah, that's just the way he is. It don't mean he want all women. That's not what that's saying. It don't say he want to be with all women. He just love women. Yeah, because he like them, he appreciate them, he like the way they look, he know they different from him, and that's just that. But I got a wife that I'm in love with, and you can come before me naked, it ain't going to make me no difference, because I'm going home to mine that'll get naked for me. Yeah, and that's the way that goes. But they like women. I know many men like that. He ain't trying to get with you, you know. Too much care about what you got going on, and you don't have to tell him all of that because he's not interested in all of that. He just like women. And some men know that you're the weaker vessel, so they just treat you kind. All kind of men. Not just one race of men. All men. You're a woman. They just treat you nice. And especially if you show feminine. You show him you're feminine. You're not hard and... You know, you don't got muscles like him, and no, he that don't attract him right at all. Yeah. But it is what it is, and we are the bodies of Christ, the members of the body of Christ, and we want to do what Christ require us to do. Hallelujah. So is there anyone else have something they would like to say this morning? God bless you, Evangelist Robin Lynn Maven. Thank you for the post on YouTube. God bless you this morning. I really appreciate that. And I thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony and Sister Sion and Brother Frank this morning and Sister Spinner, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Dorothy Goodman. God bless you, Sister Jera again. The main man holding that chat room down, Brother Louis. God bless you this morning, Sister Mira Ann, Sister Simone, Sister Rose, Melanie Rose, Sister Angela, Lauren, Alexis, Jacqueline, Vanilla, Lashea, Adrian, Philadelphia, Keisha, Rita, Diane, Congresswoman Corey Bush, again, Sister Jared, Sister Kim Hopp, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluka, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and again, Apostle Boatwright. And Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopp, Brother Mike in Orlando, Pastor Heron, Pastor James Brown, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Coleman, again, and Brother Frank. Good morning. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for those that come through the archives over the weekend. I saw your numbers, and I thank God for each of you. And let me know if I can be of help in some kind of way. You know, you can write me over at freedomdoors@yahoo.com, and I'll be hit me up on Facebook. It'll be Facebook friends. And I'm Barbara Jean Pittman over there. Listen, for the T-shirt people who bought T-shirts last week, he said they would be ready on Thursday. And I had to pay a little extra, but don't worry about that. We're going to work it out in Jesus' name. And so he said it should be ready on Thursday. I'll pick them up. For those of you that are out of town, I will put your T-shirt in the mail. And I'm not worried about charging you shipping charge. I will just go on and ship that to you. We might go out in the chat, Brother Louis. God bless you this morning. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you this day, May 24th, 2021, in Jesus' name, Brother Louis. God bless you, and God bless Sherry. So we're going to get those shirts out. If he get them to me on Thursday, I will get them out to you on Friday, no later than Friday. I'll make sure those shirts are in the mail. And anybody else that want to buy a shirt, he charged me $10 for sizes small through large, 1X and up, 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X, 5X, 6X, whatever you wear, up. He's charging me $15. I thought it was $12. We talked about it, but it's $15 for the X sizes, the sizes with the X in it. And if you want a T-shirt, let me know. Please let me know. I'm waiting to see what he give me on Thursday so I can advertise it on Facebook so you can get to see what your shirt will look like. And then I got a lady that's preparing a patch for me. And you may be able to get that patch. Or we go on now, get that patch, and you can iron your patch on whatever color T-shirt you want. So I thought that might be a better deal for us, too. So just get in touch with me, and I'll explain everything to you. God bless you today. Have a wonderful day. And we thank God, and we pray that he bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. So we're going to pray out, and we pray that the Lord again bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your word. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. And as we depart this morning, we ask that you would sanctify us through thy truth, for thy word is truth. And Father, we ask that you would lead and guide us today in the right path for your name's sake. And Lord, all that you do for us today, let us give you praise and glory and honor. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, let us lift you up today so that you would draw men unto you. You wish that none should perish. Father, do it for us in the name of Jesus. And do it so that you can be glorified. You can accept and be pleased with what we're doing today. We ask it in Jesus' name. As we depart, bless our going out. Father, bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory, by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. Father, we worship you today. Hallelujah. There's none like you. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee, while we're absent one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this day, May the 24th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So, look, we're going to close out with this one this morning. And after the song, I won't be coming back.